Hello, I'm Chris Lisher, and welcome to Turning of the Wheel, an intelligent, lively discussion on astrology, art, and adventure. Timing is everything, and as the great wheel turns, we are best prepared when we are best informed. Join me as I explore the current planetary alignments and offer insights for coping with change. Educational, informative, enlightening, the Turning of the Wheel is a welcome pause in your daily swirl of constant change. Through intelligent discourse, inspired guests, and educational segments, I will help to enlighten your knowledge of astrology and guide you to accept change as the great wheel of life turns. Call in with your questions and speak with some of the greatest visionaries in the time-tested practice of astrology. Turning of the Wheel, Astrology, Art, and Adventure with Chris Lisher, each Thursday, live, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, on Contact Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turning of the Wheel. We have a great show today. This is a show about astrology, art, and spiritual adventure, and what that encompasses is just about anything you can imagine that is creative and broadening to the mind. That's what I like to think of. I like to be open to possibilities and allowing people to stretch their minds in new areas of in new endeavors where their mind may not have been before. Now, what you don't may not realize, some of my audience, is that astrology is far more complicated than we might possibly envision from reading magazines and stuff like that. And the only way to get a really good, accurate reading is to get a professional astrologer, and that is based on the birth date, the birth time, and the birthplace. When you get those three things, you'll get back a reading that is incredibly accurate and filled with information about your relationships, about your career, about your childhood, about your parents, about the relationships with your siblings, the relationships with your friends. Everything begins to crystallize, and you can basically see your real destiny. Now, I give readings on a regular basis, and I can be reached at my website at chris@chrisflisher.com. That's chris@chrisflisher. That's FLISHER.com. And you can also get to it from the Contact Talk Radio website. My guest today is Jan Spiller. Now, Jan Spiller is one of the world's foremost astrologers. She's written about four books now about astrology, all of which have been widely hailed as some of the, you know, some of the best books on astrology out there. Jan uses an approach to astrology that's a little bit different than some of us, but her readings and her her research is 100% accurate and very, very authentic with regard to the depth of knowledge and with regard to the accuracy. So what we're going to be talking about today when Jan gets on, I spoke to her earlier. I know that she had an appointment to run to, and hopefully she can get here in time to join me. And we're going to be talking about her new book, which is called Cosmic Love, The Secrets of Astrology of Intimacy Revealed. Now, what this means is that we all have signs within our charts that point to our degree of intimacy and where we can be intimate with others and what partners serve us best and for what purpose are they part of our lives. Now, this may be true for, you know, for a love relationship. It could also be true for a sibling. It could be true for a neighbor or anybody that you fall into the umbrella of love as they pertain to you. So it's really critical that we understand this prospect. And what Jan does in particular, her specialty, is working with an area of the astrology chart called the North and South Nodes. Now, the North Node, typically in an astrology chart, is an arbitrary place in the chart. Arbitrary, it does not mean that it's just random. What it means is that it's not defined by a planetary placement. It's more derived from a formula with astrology. The North Node typically points to the future and where you're going in your life. The South Node, which is 180 degrees opposite of that, points to where you have come from in the past. So it's really critical to understand that and understand the differentiators between the past life and the future life. Typically, a past life shows the trials and the tribulations we've gone through in the past and sort of the lessons we've learned and we've accumulated as we've gone along. The North Node points to where we're going and allows us to envision and use our strengths for that purpose to its greatest extent. Now, we have a lot of significant things happening in the astrology world as of late. Sometime over the next couple days, the giant planet of Pluto, even though it may very well be small and downgraded by the astronomers of the world, I can assure you with no question in anyone's mind who knows astrology, that it is a significant planet. It is one of the largest most transformative planets in the whole zodiacal wheel that we have, and it seems to render the most amount of change throughout the world. It's also what's called as a mundane planet. And what a mundane planet means, it doesn't mean that it's a boring planet, because anyone who knows astrology will certainly detail that and tell you that that is probably the last thing that Pluto is mundane. What mundane means, in the world of astrology is that it applies to many, many, many people. So it's a very slow-moving planet. It's way out in the solar system. And the slower the planet moves, the more impact it has over generations, over huge organizations, and long historical trends. That's what we mean by mundane. So with that in mind, the power of a planet like that is extremely important, and it's really relevant. And as it happens to be, it's shifting into a 0 degree of Capricorn. Pluto will be at 0 degree Capricorn this coming Saturday. Now, 0 degrees is critical because it's what's considered to be a sensitive point of a cardinal sign. Now, we'll get into that in some detail later on, but my guest is here, and I know that she's just come from a dentist appointment, so hopefully she can talk okay. I'm sure she can. And we're going to be talking about Jan Spiller's great new book, Cosmic Love, which helps you to find out the right person for you and those people that didn't work in your life and why they didn't. Jan, welcome to Turning of the Wheel.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm so happy to be with you on your show.
Yeah, I hope you're feeling okay.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Actually, I'm in good shape. I had good news today. It really pays to go to the dentist when Mercury is not retrograde.
I agree. And it always pays to keep those choppers in shape.
it really does. It turned out to be a cavity instead of having to do a crown. So
isn't that good news?
Oh, hey, I figured this is a good luck day.
It's a very good day. It's wonderful for you. Well, you must have a good placement for Jupiter in your chart someplace, I'm sure. So yeah. I was just talking about your book, and it's a marvelous book. I've been a fan of yours for many years. I've read all your books beforehand. And what I especially like about this new book is the approach you've taken to the role of the other person in your life. Now, the other person in your life can be a lover, can be a parent, can be a friend, can be a soulmate. Mm-hmm. And the role that they play in your life is indicated by the house position of that. So what I'd like you to do, Jan, is sort of explain your approach to astrology. I've given the audience a little bit of a background about North Node and South Node, but I know you're an expert in this field. And why don't you elaborate a little bit about that, and then we'll get into some of the details of the book and hopefully into some readings with some people who've sent their stuff in earlier. So I'm going to give you the floor here.
Okay. Thank you. Basically, you know, that's been the basis of my research with astrology. I understand all the planets and signs and houses and aspects, but where I really put my attention over my whole life as an astrologer, which is my whole life to date, is on the nodes and really on a very practical level how they affect us. And what they have to do with, it's like they have very much to do with past lives. And they have to do with that a tendency that underlies all the other planets in the chart. And that part of ourselves that we habitually go into, represented by the south node, by sign and by house, because we have an ancient memory in our psyche that tells us if we just keep doing this, it's going to make us happy. So we keep doing it because of that subconscious memory of past lives when it did work, even though this particular lifetime it never works.
Right.
And so the North Node by house and by sign shows what actually is going to work in this particular body in this particular lifetime. And by going in that direction of developing the qualities of the sign involved and by spending time with the activities of the house involved, life, all of a sudden, you start getting what you wanted, which is the happiness, the goodies, all of it.
Yeah, that's when you start to see the doors begin to open a little bit easier.
Yes.
If you're on the right path, these doors open fairly easily, and you start
to
see things begin to fall your way.
Exactly.
And when you're fighting against that, they are very hard to open.
Exactly, 100%. And it's more or less like an attitude as far as being the right path. It's when you come at a situation from that attitude of the North Node by house and by sign, with that awareness in mind of those qualities that you're developing, that suddenly the situation shifts to your advantage because you're balanced.
Yes.
And that balance
is remarkable. I mean, it really is a remarkable balance, and I can attest to it myself in my own personal experience when I sort of, I think oftentimes people sort of tend to resist, as you mentioned earlier, they tend to resist this path that they're on sometimes, and they take a very difficult path to get that, and they keep, meeting stone walls and blockages and stuff like that. Once they discover they're real.
I feel like raising my hand. I'm one of those people.
Yeah, so am I. And that's how I learned it. That's part of the reason I got so fascinated in astrology and began to study it to begin with, because I kept running into walls.
That's right. Hey, what's the bigger picture here?
I know. I said either I understand astrology or I have to get a helmet. I wasn't sure, but I kept running. I had a terrible time with all of this, and I eventually got to the point where I began to realize where my, and this takes time. I mean, you know, astrology is a very complex science, and it's an intuitive art that requires lots and lots of knowledge, and Jan and I will attest to the fact that it is no simple task to learn, but once you get it and it clicks in your head, you can begin to see the value and the accuracy there. And it's immediate.
Mm-hmm. And
okay. Well, we have a caller. I'd like to just take a pause, if we could, for a quick call, just to see if we can get a quick reading on this person.
Okay.
I'll do the best I can to help out here, Jan. We'll see what she has to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, Carol.
Hey, Carol. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm excited to get through.
Good. Well, yeah. That's good. I'm glad you got through, too. What's on your mind today?
In listening to the two of you just speaking, I had had a past life regression in May of 07, and one of the things that came out was that my current spouse and I had a previous life together, and basically I was his child. He lost me as a young child, and therefore I agreed to come back into this life, and he would take care of me through this life. The gentleman called it karma rebalancing. Or karmic rebalancing, something to that effect.
Yeah, paying off a debt, yeah.
Okay, but the problem is that we've been married 28 years now, and our marriage is on the rocks. It's been for the last 10. No matter how often I try to leave, it doesn't work, or want to leave. It's just like I'm not meant to, and perhaps it's because of this, but I was hoping you could give me some insight.
Well, when is your birthday, Carol?
September 23rd, 1961.
You know what I would say, Carol, right off the bat, is that it may very well be, while Jan's working up that, it may very well be that your debt with this karmic past has been paid and it's time to move on. That is often the case because, you know, sometimes you sort of go through that process, you've figured out what your role was, and you've sort of served your purpose. In that case, you're a true soulmate. A soulmate, by definition, is not necessarily someone who's there to be your best friend and your best chum, like is popularized in magazines and talk shows. A soulmate is in your life to teach you a significant lesson about where you are supposed to be going in your life, and they're there to sort of prod you. So oftentimes that person can be a difficult person to live with, or they can be a very close person to live with, but they're not always what we think of as soulmate, like, you know, you're waltzing off into the sunset arm in arm. They can be a combatant person who brings you to this point in your life where you learn, and that may very well be what you've come to. Now, I'm sure Jan can elaborate on that a little further.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, Carol, it would be my pleasure to, and I can be very specific with you, if you can call back on the show. We have this show on my website, www.janspiller.com, between 10 and 12.
I'm sorry, because I can barely hear you, where I can hear Chris great. Could you repeat that?
Okay, let me talk. Jan's website is janspiller.com, and she offers readings there. And the best thing, because some of this information is very...
Yeah, it's on the radio show. She can get the information free when I have both charts. But in the meantime, I can. I don't do readings anymore, but you do, Chris.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So in the meantime,
give the rest of your data, Carol, while I've got you. You were 9:23:61. What time?
That I don't know.
Oh, you don't
my
know?
Mother, no, I have no clue.
That's really important. Now, if you can go to your Bureau of Records in your town or whatever, and you can get that birth information, then you can contact Jan. Now, Jan has a radio show as well. It's janspiller.com/radio. And you can get that from my website or from hers website, and that's where she can do an accurate reading.
Okay. Yeah, but I can give her some tips now, Chris, on this.
Okay,
as far as why... To do both charts together, I would need the information in advance, so she would need to listen to the show so I can get that to look at. But for her personally, can you hear me okay now, Carol?
A little bit better, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm gonna speak straight into this receiver.
Okay.
Your North Node is in Leo, so that tells us, regardless of who you're in relationship with, you're one of these people who has too much of a tendency to go with the flow. And in your case, when you go with the flow, you flow down the tubes. Do you know what I'm saying?
I would agree with that.
Huh?
I would agree with that.
Okay. So in this relationship, it has to do you know, with looking less at the big picture of what's going to work for everybody and giving up, and getting into a position of taking the risk of using your own creative will to blast yourself out of there. You're good with timing. If it's the right thing to do to make you happy, it will ultimately be on track for him as well. That may, in fact, be the lesson that he's in your life to teach you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I think the concept of the sort of the soulmate is really something we need to look into because, you know, people are here in our lives for a specific period of time to help us get to that spot. It may be that that time has worn its welcome, and therefore it may be time to move on, especially if you're having trouble. It also might be a time to reevaluate and restructure your relationship and take it to the next level and go further with it. So, you know, it is a harbinger of some sort, a messenger of some sort.
Yeah, so, well, I feel that way. That's just lost with, you know, I don't do the right thing, you know, I do not want to come back and repeat this life again. I can tell you right now, I don't want to come back.
For sure.
I don't want to do it again.
For sure, Carol, this lifetime, what you are learning is to take creative control of doing those things that make you happy. It may be starting to make that relationship happy. It may be leaving the relationship. But the lesson this lifetime for you to get complete with it is to you know, creatively create the results that make you happy.
Great.
Do what Carol wants for a change.
Yes, and I've started doing that, and it's not made a happy household at times, but I'm doing it anyway.
Good. You're on track.
I'm getting there.
You know, not all change comes easy, but I'll tell you, it is, when it happens, it's good, because, you know, you have to kind of, you know, oftentimes the analogy I use is that when Jan and I look at an astrology chart, we see all kinds of angles and aspects, and sometimes there's a lot of what we call difficult aspects. But those difficult aspects in a chart are what really push you to evolve and grow, because they're the ones that sort of, you know, get into your skin, force you to make a change, which is always for your betterness. And if you don't take heed of those points, then you can often find yourself behind the eight ball. And, you know, so just take heed, go with the flow, learn what you can, keep an open mind, and consult a professional astrologer for some real detailed information that can be very valuable too.
I will be glad to.
Chris, tell us about you. You do personal readings, right?
I certainly do. Yeah, I do. I do personal readings. You can contact me at chris@chrisflischer.com. If you go to the Contact Talk Radio site, you can see my website there. But it's just chris@chrisflischer.com. My last name is F as in Frank, LISHER.com. So it's chrisflischer.com.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
And Jan has a wonderful radio show as well. It's janspiller.com/radio. And when is your radio show, Jan?
Saturday nights, 10 o'clock to 12 midnight.
Okay. That's great. So, and where is that? Is that on the web or is that...
It's on the web and on a station in Florida.
Oh, great. Okay, fantastic. Now, we were talking today about Jan's new book. Jan has just written a wonderful new book. It's called Cosmic Love, and it's subtitled Secrets of the Astrology of Intimacy Revealed. And I have been a long fan of Jan's. I've read all of her books over the years, and I can tell you that what this particular book brings to me is this wonderful chapter, wonderful section on the houses and how the person that you're with, where their placement in your chart can indicate your areas of growth or challenge. Now, Jan, that's an interesting concept, and you must have done an enormous amount of research in order to come up with this concept. I mean, that's an understatement, I know, but I know that better than anybody, how much work is involved. But can you elaborate a little bit about that? And, I mean, I did some quick looking through there, and I found it to be incredibly accurate. I mean, certainly the people that I chose to research were there for that reason when I look in retrospect.
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting, and that's why it's so important to have our arms open to the people who come across our paths, because they all have something to give us, the significant people, even if it's a sibling that we're having an upset with, or a parent that we can't quite seem to get it right with, or a spouse, you know, or a friend. They're all bringing us a gift, and when we can see what that gift is and begin to accept it, we become more complete, they're happier because they gave us what they intended to give us this lifetime, and everything starts to flow, the love flows.
Yeah, it certainly does. Now, you know, we talk about, for those people that don't know about the North Node and the South Node, they are 180 degrees apart, and where they land in your chart, in the house they land in your chart, will dictate sort of the arena in which this takes place. Now, how do you balance those out, Jan? Do you look more towards the north node, or do you look more towards the south node? I know you probably do both, but...
Well, could I give you an example with you?
Sure.
And Christy, who was your wife before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I have those full charts in front of me.
Okay, that'd be great, yeah.
So I can be very specific.
You can speak to that, yes.
Yeah, okay. So in your case, your north node is in Christy's ninth house, conjoining her moon. So therefore, your purpose in her life was to help get her on the spiritual path. So in that sense, you kind of depowered her in terms of her tendency to get lost in mundane conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It empowered her in the sense of expanding her horizons, which brought her a tremendous amount of emotional peace and serenity. Now,
yeah.
In the process of your doing that, she pulls you into the best part of yourself, which is your north node in the sixth house, which is work. She was a fabulous, influence on helping you to focus this lifetime.
Absolutely, yeah. Very, very accurate. See, this is what I say when I talk about the accuracy of this. It's just phenomenal. I mean, you look back, and I think all relationships bear noting. You know, I think you make a good point, Jan, when you say that, you know, it could be your sibling, could be your mother, could be your next-door neighbor, could be your best friend. You will see their role in your life, as is evident through this sort of relationship that you see. It's very, very evident. It's very perfect. It's just right on the money. I think that if you really want to know who you're with and why they're there in your life, you can't go wrong understanding this whole approach to astrology and Jan's approach.
And thank you, Chris. And, you know, I created a whole website, cosmiclove.com.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So you and I have this information, but all your callers, people, nobody has to be an astrologer. Just go to the website, type in your information, type in the other person's information, hit enter, and it'll all be printed out which house to look at. So
yeah.
The math is all done for them.
And then once you figure out the house that they're in, once the math is done, that's the complicated part. Once the house is that you find that, now, not everybody who listens to the show understands what a house is, but a house, in the zodiacal wheel, much like the signs, there are 12 houses. Those 12 houses represent the area of your life in which the challenge or the event or the good fortune occurs. Once we know that placement of the chart, we are very accurate in our readings about where you are and where you can be and where all these things will come to light, whether it's the good fortune, whether it's the job, whether it's the relationship, whether it's whatever your talents and abilities lie. And so once you figure that out by going to Cosmic Love, is it cosmiclove.com?
Yeah.
Once you figure that out,
the book.
Then you go and you understand where this person is, and you read the book and you'll figure out exactly why this works. And I'll tell you, you'll begin to see light bulbs go off in your head because you'll say, no wonder this person's here. And then you have a much better understanding of what they're all about.
Yeah.
You're listening to Turning of the Wheel. My name is Chris Fleischer. My guest today is Jan Spiller. She's the author of several books about astrology, but most notably and most recently, Cosmic Love. Jan's been on the astrology scene for years and has written some of the best books on astrology. Her specialty is an area called the North Node, South Node, and these are two positions within the astrology chart that represent your past life and your future life, where you're going. They sort of are where you came from and where you're going. And can you elaborate a little bit more on why you chose those two points, Jan, to specialize? You must have had some sort of revelation that sort of sparked that.
Well, when I started out as an astrologer, that's what people wanted from me. When I started giving them that knowledge, all of a sudden their faces changed, and I could see them change right in front of me, and that's what they wanted from me. So I thought, okay, this is what I have to give to the planet. This is what I better start researching, and that's where I went.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And, I mean, it's one of the more valuable points. Now, you know, a lot of astrologers have different approaches, and I would always remind people that, you know, regardless of how the chart is done, whether it's using the North Node or whether it's using Vedic astrology, which is based out of India, or even Chinese astrology, for that matter, the end result is the same. We all use different methods for getting our information, but we come down with the same character traits for the person, which is based on the birth date, the birth time, and the birthplace. Those three coordinates are really, really valuable, especially the birth time. I can't emphasize that enough. Because what you get then is a certain degree of granularity that allows us to really, really see where you are. And then the bells and lights begin to go off because you can see how clear it is. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have questions for myself or for Jan, you can please feel free to call at 1-877-230-3062. We're talking to Jan Spiller today. She's the author of Cosmic Love. He's got a wonderful new website called CosmicLove.com, which will allow you to see how you match up with that Mr. or that Mrs. that's out there, or that Miss, or whatever. So,
these days it's good not to pass judgment.
Yeah, I didn't want to jump too quickly on that one. The significant other. Let's put it that way. How's that?
Perfect.
Yeah. So, Jan, what else can you tell us about your quest here and what you can learn from this?
Well, I think the whole idea is love,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what we're all looking for in one form or another. And perhaps one of the most lovely forms of love. I mean, it's loving to buy a possession. It's loving to, you know, a lot of things are pleasurable, but the loving connection with other people is something just really special. So my motive really in going into astrology to begin with was to was the quest to experience unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And I've discovered that through understanding people so deeply that, you know, how can you get mad at somebody when they goof up? I goof up. Everybody goofs up. And if you know who they are as an individual, you know, a birth chart isn't duplicated for 25,000 years. So when you know who they, as you know,
right.
when you know who they are as an individual, how can you be mad? That's just what they're working with.
Right. Now, that's a very good point, and I can understand that completely. It doesn't mean you have to live with that person,
mm-hmm,
but it does
exactly.
mean that you can find a place for forgiveness for that person and say, you know, there's chemistry that works and there's chemistry that doesn't work, and sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But at least knowing that does bring you closer to a universal truth, and I think the universal truth is where you really want to find it. And, you know, it's sort of like not all things can heal themselves. I think I'm safe to saying that. Not all relationships are destined to work. They may work for a significant period of time, and they may fall out of favor. Don't you think that's accurate to say?
Well, unless the relationship is a parent or a child or someone
right.
related in that way, well, that becomes more of a matter of destiny. And
right.
then it becomes worthwhile to really see, like if when I used to do personal readings, which I don't do anymore, which is why I'm glad you're doing them now, you know?
Somebody's got to do them.
I mean, really, I mean, it's totally invaluable, Kristen. I'm sure anyone who has a reading with you will attest to that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like when somebody is bound to us by blood in that way, it's no accident. I used to tell people when I used to do personal readings that, hey, you know, I know that you don't even want anything to do with your father, but the reality is, let's get it straight this lifetime, or he's coming back and you're coming back and you're going through it again.
Right.
You know, so clean it up right here, right now, as much as we can with the people in our lives. As you said, we have a choice about our romances. But about parents, you know, maybe the choice is to simply have nothing to do with them. You know, maybe that's the growth.
I see your point. I think I agree with you 100%. I do think that it's most valuable in those types of relationships because I think that those are the ones that are worth repairing. You know, some
right.
relationships I'm not going to discount, you know, love relationships as being invaluable. They're certainly valuable, and they do bring something to your life and richness and growth. But when a parent or a child, these are relationships that are worth saving. These are relationships that are worth putting the time and effort into because you are bound to them by blood. And this is your destiny, and if it's their, your children, or they, you are their destiny, if it's your parent or sibling or whatever. These relationships need to work. And I think you can find the real kernel for growth and inner family harmony in that. I think it's very worthwhile to look at.
And another thing we can do to clean up any karmic residue with those kinds of relationships is to find out what path they're on. Like I used to use the book in my role, Astrology for the Soul. I use the principles in that book. I'm aware of what other people's karma is, like my father, my brothers, you know, my mother, she passed when I was very young. But I understand the karma that everyone around me is working with. And I'm constantly feeding them support in that area. And sometimes that's the best I can do. My dad was tough. He was
yeah.
a tough man to deal with. But I knew where he was going this lifetime, so I was able to constantly feed him support in his own direction. And that's something we can do.
It's very valuable. I mean, you sort of, so what you're doing in the point, what you're doing at that time is you're sort of nurturing their goodness, right?
Right.
You're sort of shining a spotlight on their goodness because
yes.
you know what that goodness is. And as a result, they immediately shine. They begin to reflect back.
Chris, that's put so beautifully. You should be a writer.
Well, I am a writer, as a matter of fact. Now that you mention it. I think that, there's an awful lot of, we are always a composite of, there's a reflective quality in all of us, and we sort of give out a vibe, and we get back the vibe that we give out in many ways. That's sort of an exchange, you know, of the universe, and a universal exchange. And I think that it's valuable. The more we are attuned to that, I always use the phrase, and people probably get tired of me saying it, but I always say to be forewarned is to be forearmed, because then
yeah.
you can approach the person with the right set of manipulative tactics, for lack of a better word. How's that? I didn't want to say
in the right way. It's like help manipulate a child from getting hit by a car by teaching them about the light.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's sort of like saying, "Gee, you're really difficult with money, Mom, or you're really tight on this, or whatever." You know, we are talking about relationships that are worth working on, like your parents and your children and your siblings, ones that you're going to be hanging on to.
Mm-hmm.
And some families seem to have a certain rapport that is different than others. Some families are very combative. I personally do not believe there's such a thing as a functional family per se.
Yes.
But I do see families that seem to get along better than others, and I think that if you look at those families, we would find, I'm sure you'd agree, Jan, we would find a harmonious relationship between the nodes, don't you think?
Absolutely. But, yes, of course, in the nodes to the planets. That's, again, where cosmic love comes in. It's the relationship of one person's north node, another person's moon. That's really a lovely aspect.
Yeah.
So, yes, it is there. And you can see it in the chart. So once you see it, then you can relax with it, But in your case, Chris, you are a natural-born healer from an astrological point of view. You naturally see where people need to be healed. So if you said to somebody, look, Mom, you're a little tight with money, you would automatically say it in a way they could hear that would help them make the correction. Now, most people don't have that same gift that you have. But everybody can like use astrology and find out where the north node is and see how. What I used to do with my father, for example, is whenever he would be working out something, his lesson this lifetime was to take more responsibility and to go on the spiritual path in his own individual chart. So every time he would come to an issue of of responsibility, I would encourage him to take it.
Yeah.
And this is all coming from conscious knowledge rather than intuitive knowing of where he should go. Because of the nodes, I knew what to support in daily interaction with him.
Yeah, see, that is an invaluable tool. I mean, you couldn't get that if you spent years in therapy. You would not get that. I'm so convinced that this is one of the things that I have learned over the years as an astrologer, and I know you have, Jan, is that is just invaluable information. You simply cannot get that in a bottle or a prescription anywhere. And it is the cosmic order and the sort of the divine logic that rests within this grand scheme of life that we live that makes it all worthwhile, makes it all come together and click. It's just remarkably accurate. And I can't overstate that. I'm not a fool, I'm not a blind follower by any stretch of the imagination. My father was a minister, and he always believed that the best believers were those who doubted. And as a result of studying astrology all these years, I have doubted. I haven't taken it for rote. And I'm sure you haven't either. And because of that discovery and that research that we've done, we prove these things to be right. And it's just accurate. It's just
by the bumps on the head, by running, like you said, into brick walls.
Yeah, by the bumps on the head. I mean, I got tired of wearing a helmet. I took the helmet off. And once I learned how to open those doors without ramming my way through there, being the Aries that I am, the doors began to open. And it's remarkably accurate. You're listening to Turning of the Wheel. My name's Chris Fleischer. We're talking today with Jan Spiller. She's a remarkable astrologer. She's written several books on astrology over the course of her career. Her most recent book is Cosmic Love. And with this book and her new website, cosmiclove.com, you'll be able to find the positive and negative aspects of significant people in your life, and then learn why they work. If you have a question for me or for Jan, you can call 1-877-230-3062. I did get some emails from some people. I don't know if you got those in time, Jan, but I did forward on some information to you. Perhaps you haven't had a chance to see them or not, but that's okay.
Yeah, doggone it. I came back from the dentist, and I opened the email. It was like 15 minutes ago.
I understand. That's fine. Totally understand.
Chris, they can call my radio show. They can. I'll get the charts ready if they want.
Yeah. And I can always pass them on to you in that way, too. But what I found to be most valuable about your approach is I use this word very often, is the granularity. I think that you get specifics. We're not just talking about, dad likes to play, dad is impatient. We're talking about specifics that get into the details about their basic inner drives and core values. And once you tap into that, you've got the kernel of what that makes that person tick.
Right, and you can see, why they're glitching, and where the balance is, and you can keep supporting that balance, as they talk to you about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I something came to me just, I think, yesterday or the day before that I was so valuable, I think, in terms, because I get a little frustrated sometimes at doing just what you're doing, which is trying to somehow communicate how practical astrology is.
Just incredible.
And what I got was a simple, and to the Western world, there's a resistance. Well, I realized that what will help people understand it is just a simple understanding that astrology is math and science applied to psychology.
Absolutely. And I also use a third piece of that, which I call the intuitive aspect of it, which is the sort of the nature of what the astrologer learns and can pull out of the chart. Now, I'll do a chart, and I use the math and the science, as we all do, to get the technical degrees in. But then things begin to speak to me out of the chart, and that's just something that you develop over time. But it really is an art, much like medicine. I think medicine, you talk to a doctor, they're always practicing, and which can be somewhat scary sometimes. But, I say that with a tongue-in-cheek, but the idea is through repeated learning, through repeated study, you begin to get patterns, you begin to see things, you begin to hone your intuition on that, and the practice is where it really becomes perfect, so to speak, in more ways than one.
Chris, you just said something really important there. You mentioned about the value of intuition with astrology, and I think that's a very rare gift for an astrologer to have. And I think that people should check into a reading with you.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do.
That's special.
I have had some very good luck with a lot of people and been able to sort of point them in the right direction with regard to their relationships or with regard to their careers or their financial situation.
I'll bet you have, because what you just said just tells me where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, it's very evident. I think that, you have it speaks to that. And I think that, your whole idea of psychology and is very valid. Carl Jung, one of the greatest psychologists of all time, was a devout student of astrology. He used it as the basis for the Myers-Briggs, which is a well-known psychological test, and he based all of his personality types on the way the same things as the fire, the air, the earth, and the water. He used different words for them, but he applied them. He used intuition. He used thinking. He used judging. He used perceiving. Mm-hmm. But those characteristics are evidenced by the elements that are in the astrology chart. So there's a great deal of value there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you want to call, please do at 1-877-230-3062. Again, we're talking to Jan Spiller about cosmic love. And cosmic love is the love of the divine, and it's an unconditional love that I think that we find especially true. I think the point you make that's very valuable, Jan, is the part about the family. And I think that that's where a lot of real healing can come from. I mean, I bet you if we were to do a survey of psychologists, they'd say that the most of their issues that their patients are having is from their parents or something in their past. And I think that oftentimes if the psychologist knew some of the information that you put forth in your book, they might be able to help solve those problems or at least put them in a place, as you mentioned, where you can let forgiveness and growth occur.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, because understanding you can let things go. The mind just wrestles with things when it can't figure it out,
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Totally agree with you. And then we start looking for things and we act out of impulse sometimes when we probably shouldn't. And, it's very key. We've got another caller. Go ahead, please.
Terry.
Terry, welcome to Turning of the Wheel. You got a question for us, or Jan?
I just was going to see what you had to say about my chart.
Okay, we can do that. I can certainly whip that up real quickly while we're talking. Now, do you know who Jan Spiller is, by any chance?
Yes, I've seen her name.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Okay, now, your name is Terry. What's your information, Terry? I'll just write this down real quickly, and we'll sort of figure it out as we go along here.
I'm overloaded with Pisces, and I have been...
Okay, do you know your birthday?
All over the place. Yeah, March 5th, 1954.
Okay.
9:53 p.m., Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Fort Knox, Kentucky. Okay. Oh, that's where the bank is. You should be rich.
Yeah, I'm solid gold.
Yeah, lots of gold there.
Until Uranus went through Pisces.
Yeah, well, that's funny. So I'm going to just chatter away here. Jan, you can chatter away while I whip this up. But what we do is we use the coordinates to find out where you are and where your house positions are, and then we go from there. But Jan's specialty is working. Are you familiar with the North Node? And the South Node.
Yeah, vaguely.
Maybe Jan could elaborate a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, they're very practical. They sort of talk about what you're learning this lifetime. And your North Node this lifetime, Terry, is in Capricorn, which means that you've had a lot of past lifetimes of really developing the emotional body. So this lifetime, that combined with your Pisces stuff, you're just like, you feel everything. And it can be difficult to get yourself on a, you know, centered anywhere, or to get yourself grounded. But
yeah, I feel everybody's energy, and
Well, that's very much of a Piscean trait as well. You know, you're very much of you're very much of an absorber, very intuitive. A person who picks up on that energy. That's water energy. Pisces is a water energy. So you're very emotional in that regard, and you're very susceptible to picking up other people's emotions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that to be the case?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What I'm mainly concerned about, I've been trying to email you or instant message you. I've had a soulmate relationship.
Yeah.
Like just cosmic love or whatever she was talking about, but I don't want to give you his, information on the air. Mm-hmm. But do you see anything like that in my chart? I mean, was I...
Well, what we have to do, the only way to really tell that is to see the other person's chart at the same time and sort of do a comparison. I can tell you this much, is you have... Pluto has just transited, your Saturn, and you're going to have a bit of, you're going to be feeling that at some point in time, so... That's something you can't help but feel. Now, the way to go through the whole situation with your situation and this other person is to find out what their information is. So you would contact Jan or go to her site, cosmiclove.com, enter the information there for both you and your significant other, and then you'd be able to figure out greater where the tension is or what's causing it to happen. Is it a good relationship or a difficult one?
It was absolutely incredible, perfect. But there was interference. He's from a foreign country. Family did not approve, and we are now totally out of contact. So.
Oh wow! So it was one of those.
It's like ripping me apart. I still feel his energy and.
Well, now since your lesson this lifetime has to do with taking charge. And you being the boss in situations, maybe there's some way you can do that, Terry.
Yeah, I'm getting real close to,
buying
a plane ticket.
Yeah,
do you sort of feel
like your two ships have passed in the night, or what?
No, I was forced out of the relationship, and not by his choice, but by family.
Oh, I see.
It's much more than you have time for, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what you might want to do is you might want to get a professional reading, either going to Jan's site. Well, Jan doesn't do readings, but I do. If you want to, you can get a reading there. And what you would do, we have a branch of astrology called Synastry, and it's not sin being bad. It's S-Y-N. And you take the two charts, and you put them together, and you can see where the conflict is or where the resolution is.
Okay. What I have read is like when it is like a twin soul kind of relationship, there is a separation. Is that true? Or am I misinterpreting on that?
Well, I do know that there's too much of a tendency in your own makeup from the point of view of practically what you can do here if you want to get back together with this guy, rather than... then wait for somebody else to do something, which is a tendency that you would have with that Capricorn North Node. The challenge, if you really want, see, that's the carrot on the stick.
is getting back
yeah.
in contact. So if you want mm-hmm. to cure it, you're going to need to develop yourself, and that means starting to exercise your abilities to take charge and restore
right.
things to order.
Yeah, it's a fine line between not wanting to, you know, he wants to work things out with his family, and, you know, so it's a fine line I'm walking, but
oh, okay.
my New Year's resolution is to, you know, it's making me sick, so.
Yeah, now where he lives in Peru, you say?
No, Sweden.
Oh, Cleveland, okay. Big difference. Minor detail.
You said Cleveland, that's Sweden.
No, I'm joking. But anyway, I think the time is right. I'll tell you this much. I can say this much with authority. The time is right for you to make a change, a sudden change, regardless of how that may be. You are well aspected. What that means is that things are in good alignment right now. You've got Uranus sitting on your sun. It would be a good time for you to make a change in that regard. If, in other words, it would work favorably if you were to do it. But you've also got to be mindful of where he is and all that at the same time, too. So I think you're desperate. Not desperate, but you're anxious to resolve this in this regard.
Well, I'm not going to carry this around any longer. I just can't.
Right. Yeah, you want to resolve it.
What node is her house in? What house is her node in?
Her house is uh-huh. in fourth house.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Her north node is in her third house in Capricorn.
Okay, so it's communication.
Yeah.
So the idea is you communicate, you know, the goal that you see that you would like to see have happen and see what it says, if it falls into alignment with it or not.
Right,
now, if it doesn't,
right.
if it's not logical, okay, then you make another logical choice for how you can get on top of, you know, getting that love life of yours in a place that really makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, you know, Jen, that's a very good point, and I think we should elaborate on that just a little bit before you go, Terry. I think that what I take from that is that communication may be what is the prevention, which is what is preventing the two of you from being together, not just distance. There may be some communication angle that is not being satisfied either with his family or with the way you're approaching his family or the way you have been communicated to his family. And so
I've been excommunicated totally. You know.
Yeah, and so as a result of that communication breakdown, you've got to find a new way to use communication to get through to that family so that you can be brought into that family or at least embraced by them in a way that's more positive than what you're going through now.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's a better game. It's a better game than sitting back from afar and feeling emotionally upset. It's
yeah.
a better game to run the experiment.
Right,
like,
and I'm worried about him. I'm worried about it. He doesn't have a good relationship with him either. So it's just a lot.
Yeah, see, and this is all about communication. And Jan is absolutely right. It's a much better game. It's a much better use of your energy to try to work with communication to resolve this problem. And it might take some little bit of creativity on your part, but you know, communication can be a lot of different things. It can be subtle messages.
Right.
It can be, you know, packages sent in the mail is a form of communication. An email is communication. A letter. Any number of ways to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Or finding out, getting more facts in the situation, like, you know, from a factual point of view so that I can plan my time, how, you know, what's happening over there.
Right,
You know.
If you can see anything else in my charts, I mean, every
aspect
of my life.
Yes, I do. You've got Scorpio rising. Scorpio rising, and you've got Saturn conjunct your rising sign. So that is about responsibility. It's about, you know, you're a very intense, passionate person dedicated to research. And, you know, so it's sort of a, you know, having Saturn on your rising sign, you know, you project a very, very responsible aura about you. You're very responsible, but you're very intense as well. And that intensity comes through, but it's also trining, you know, that's trining means it's in a favorable aspect to your sun and to your Mercury. So when you do speak, when you do communicate, you empathize with a great deal of love and depth. And so that's very wise, you know?
Yeah.
And you've also got, you know, you've got Uranus in Cancer. So you've got an awful lot of water in your chart. And it is Pisces, yes, but you've got Scorpio rising. You've got Saturn in Scorpio. You've got Uranus in Cancer. Those are all water signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a deeply emotional sign with a great deal of intuition, and maternal love is there. You've got a lot of maternal love, but a great sense of responsibility. I think Jan is absolutely right about this third house and the communication. I think you've got to find a very soft, creative way to get through this, and then I think that's your angle in, from what I can see.
Okay. And then at the end of the day, you know, if you take those risks, it will fall in your direction or not that it comes back to you, but at least you will have developed a different strength within yourself.
Right. Yeah, and I can't worry about something that I'm, you know,
I think it's a good game. I think it's a good way to go. And I think, let's put it this way, the doors will open easier. I mean, they still may be pushed open. They still may be tough to push open. But they will open. I'm almost positive. I'd be willing to guarantee it. I'd be love to hear back from you at some point to see if this worked.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would like to get his information to you and have you give me a hold.
Absolutely. That's one of the best ways to do it, is to do a synastry reading. And you can go to chris@chrisflesher.com. It's best to email me with all your information, and then I can set up a time to talk with you. So
that would be great, Chris.
Yeah, if you want to, you can. Yeah, if you want to, you can write my phone number down, too, if you got a phone number, if you got a pencil there. It's 508-517-517.
Uh-huh.
0969. You can give me a call and we can take it from there. Thanks so much for calling. Hopefully it'll work. And I think that if you go to the CosmicLove.com website, which is Jan Spiller's new website featuring her new book and her new
philosophy. I'm really interested in reading that, and the spiritual astrology,
Yeah, very, very useful information. Yeah, you'll find a lot of your truth there. So thank you so much for calling, Terry.
All right, thank you, guys. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
You know, your abilities with the intuitive just come through beautifully in your reading, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
You sense a certain thing as well as what you see mentally. That's the kind of guidance people need on an individual level.
I think so too. It's a matter of connecting with them. You know, it's the tools I use are some of the things that you've written and some of the things that you've worked on. So it's a mutually receptive on both of us, because we certainly share a common love of this, and we've learned through our studies in astrology. I think I've learned an awful lot about myself. I'm sure you've learned a lot about yourself. Your life has become easier as a result, hasn't it?
Oh, tremendously, and I'm much more accepting of myself and others. For instance, I have Neptune rising, so I know that sometimes I appear a little spacey. That's just what it is, you know? And I don't really seek to have a strong identity of being this person or that person. I'm just sort of many different people, you know what I mean? And I give myself permission to not have some kind of a rigid definition of self that way. And somebody with Saturn rising has permission then to be, you know, that they're learning more how to express the quality of their lesson. That's a big one, Saturn rising in a sign. What is a sign that they are learning how to express in a more balanced way, you know?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. You know, it really has been very helpful. I think that, you know, using the terms you use, I like to use myself, you know, sort of accepting yourself. You know, oftentimes some of our biggest battles are around self-love and self-esteem and not being very happy with what we have because we see others or they're not. And a lot of that can be resolved through a greater depth of who you are. You actually know your fabric and you say, this is what I am. And without this, I will not know.
And everybody's different. And the joy is everybody's different.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's okay for me to be this way, even though most people aren't that way. It's okay for somebody else to be the way they are without me being that way. It's in a mutual appreciation of each other's variety.
Yeah, it's so true. It's absolutely critical. I mean, I think that it's one of the more... I think it's probably the most valuable aspect of astrology is learning to love yourself. And, you know, there's a great song about learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. And I would be the first to agree with that, because until you love yourself, it's very difficult to love others. You've got to have a certain core value there that allows you to exude that back out. And if you don't have that, it's difficult. And astrology can help you find that, because you may be barking up the wrong tree, as we often do. And a lot of time that comes from choices we've made. You know, we do have free will. You know that, and free will is a big piece of what we are. And you know, being forewarned is to be forearmed. We've had a great time today. Jan Spiller has been my guest. She's a marvelous astrologer, author, and writer. Her books are very accessible, very easy to get into. You do not need to be an astrologer to understand them. They're very helpful. Her knowledge is great. It's deep. It's rich. It's plain language. It's stuff that you can learn. It's called Cosmic Love, and it's a wonderful... And she's got a website that goes along with that book called CosmicLove.com. And Jan also has a radio show, and she's going to be on Contact Talk Radio very soon as well, I think, right?
Yes, when Mercury goes direct in February.
I did the exact same thing. You know that?
Good for you.
We're
using our craft, you know?
Yeah, I was supposed to go on in June, and I postponed it till September for the exact same reason. So I don't blame you.
In that case, let me just give a quick tip. I don't know if you'll appreciate this or not, but to your listeners, when they call you for a reading, if there's some venture they want to begin, have them ask you.
Yeah, I think that's a wise thing to do.
Because astrology is timing, you know?
It's all about timing.
Yeah.
And I tell you, you know, some people are famous because they timed themselves right or they were in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, I love your books. I love your stuff. So glad to have you on. I'm going to have you back on again, and we're going to do this again for sure if we can. I've always been a fan of yours, and
I think
the new book is just fascinating. I love this whole section on the houses, and I love the piece about the aspects that you put in the back, and it's just wonderful. So congratulations on that great new book of yours.
Thank you.
And congratulations on joining the show here, and I certainly appreciate it all.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. Peace be with you. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening today. You've been listening to Turning of the Wheel. My name's Chris Fleischer. This is Contact Talk Radio. I'll be on again next week. And you can always get a reading from me at chris@chrisfleischer.com is my email. My number is 508-517-0969. And we will talk to you next week at the same time. Thank you all, and be open to
possibilities. You've been listening to Turning of the Wheel with your host, Chris Fleischer. To schedule a reading with me or to order artwork, you may visit my website at www.chrisfleischer.com. That's www.chrisfleischer.com. Or email me, and you can call me at 508-517-0969. Thank you. And as always, be open to possibilities.